7, please, Much.
Item 7, from the Interim Director, Department of Parks, Recreation, and Culture, providing a quarterly update on the status of new beer gardens in the parks.
Ms. Schlesser, hi.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Chairman, Supervisors, Laura Schlesser, Chief of Administration and External Affairs for the Parks. In the 2013 adopted budget, we were required to do a quarterly update to this committee in regards to our efforts at establishing new beer gardens in the parks. One of the requirements in the budget was to issue an RFP. We went ahead and did that on January 2nd, 2013, with the hope that we would be able to have something up and running by spring. Unfortunately, at that time, we did not get any responses. There was a lot of verbal interest in another beer garden site by vendors, but we got no formal proposals. Some of the feedback that we got, once we did not receive any formal proposals, we contacted the vendors who had expressed interest to see why didn't they follow through. Some of the feedback that we got was they were a little nervous about an extended term, an extended contract. Originally, it was a three-year contract. And they were a little bit worried about timing, you know, how fast they were able to get a new site up and running before spring. We went ahead and tried again in March, around, I think it was March 26th, if that's what my report, yeah, March 26th, we did a second RFP and changed it to a one-year vendor agreement, thinking that maybe a less of a commitment might spur somebody to go ahead and take that leap. And unfortunately, again, we got verbal interest but no formal proposals. Because it was the end of March, there was a significant concern that they wouldn't be able to turn around a site fast enough to get up and running to make, you know, it financially worthwhile. So at this point, I think what we're doing, we've been continuing to reach out to people. We've actually gotten some phone calls this week from vendors who are interested. I think the success of Estabrook is probably giving vendors a little bit more comfort in making a commitment like this, and we do intend of going out to issuing another RFP in the fall for probably a we haven't really discussed terms going back to the three-year. I don't know. We haven't discussed that. But that will give them plenty of time to go ahead and prepare over the winter and then have an operation up and running for spring of 2014.
Questions by committee? Supervisor Haas.
Thank you, Ms. Chairman. I finally has made it up to Estabrook Beer Garden. And, wow, if I didn't have a fussy three-year-old, I would have stayed a lot longer. So, that said, I was curious, Mr. Chair, if there's been any interest in having a location at Grant Park. I know we have a large structure in there that I think could be used for this purpose, although I'm not in the business of running a beer garden, so just curious.
Chairman, Supervisors, the original RFP specified two locations, more suggestions. We looked at Brown Deer and we looked at a site in Whitnall. But we definitely left it open to whatever venue that somebody, you know, wanted to do a beer garden in. So it was a very open-ended RFP as far as location goes. We are pretty open-minded about wherever it could go. We did look at water sources, kind of keeping in tune with the historical nature of beer gardens. They generally were by water, so you know, something like that. We did have a tendency to concentrate in areas either by a river or body of water.
Supervisor Stamper.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. About approximately how many interested or potential interested vendors were there?
Have Suzanne come up. She did all of the, took all the phone calls for the interest.
Would you introduce yourself so listening audience knows who you are?
Sure. I'm Suzanne Carter. I'm the Parks Contract Services Officer. I think we had around 8 people request the RFP, Mr. Chairman, Supervisors. This week, the Business Journal actually published an article on our lack of responses to both RFPs, and we've had 3 vendors contact us who weren't even aware of the RFP. So I think this report becoming public has actually been a very good thing for the parks.
Very
Hans Weisgerber, who is running the beer garden under the corporate entity ABC Estabrook.
Have they thought about expanding?
He has. He's been reluctant to do so because he wants to concentrate on making Estabrook a success. But, you know, maybe he'll submit a proposal once we issue the RFP this fall.
Okay. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Further questions, Supervisor?
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Has there been any efforts to engage any of our local beer manufacturers? Is that part of the design?
Mr. Chairman, Supervisors, we have tried to engage several of our local manufacturers, particularly people that the parks have engaged with in the past. Unfortunately, they've just had certain reasons why they don't want to open a beer garden.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Thank you. I would imagine that location, that success is dependent upon location, and that's a unique situation to situation. So, we look forward to your continuing your good work and hopefully expanding this concept. If there are no further questions, that item is informational. Thank you for that report. Item number